The number of people experiencing homelessness in Denver is up by more than 31% this year over last year. That's according to a new survey by the Metro Denver Homeless Initiative. Their point-in-time survey counts the number of homeless in the city in January of each year. The 2023 count took place on January 30th and included people staying in shelters and outdoors. All told, they counted more than 9,065 unhoused people. The survey showed a sharp increase in the number of people, including families, who were unhoused for the first time. The initiative's executive director said the increase reflects the full economic fallout from the COVID-19 era. The count of the city's homeless is a requirement of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. At the same time, Denver Mayor Mike Johnson's emergency order on homelessness is being extended into next month following a vote by the Denver City Council. KG News' Yvonne Olivas has details.
The City Council voted 12-1 last night to extend the mayor's emergency order until August 21st. That emergency order, issued last week, aims to house at least 1,000 people by the end of the year. According to the Denver Gazette, Council member Amanda Sawyer petitioned to delay the decision pending further clarification. Sawyer said City Council is not a rubber stamp for the mayor's office. In contrast, Council members Daryl Watson and Amanda Sandoval voiced their opinion for the mayor's initiative to reduce the city's homelessness issue. Denver yesterday also activated a new emergency operations center to address the problem. Johnston said the center was a morally driven initiative to get everyone in Denver indoors. For KGNU, I'm Yvonne Olivas.
Police in Boulder are investigating vandalism at four Boulder Valley School District schools. The Daily Camera reports the vandalism occurred over the weekend. In one case at Foothills Elementary, a large swastika was painted on the side of the building. Police say that was the only one that involved hate speech. The other schools were Boulder High, Crestview Elementary, and Horizons K-8. The schools are currently on summer break. Denver Public Schools Board of Education held a secret meeting in March to change a policy that allowed police officers in schools. KGNU's Jacob Agustin explains.
The DPS Board of Education unanimously voted last Friday to release the video of the March 23rd closed-door executive session. The vote came after a coalition of news outlets sued the Board of Education for the release of the recording. The closed-door meeting occurred one day after a shooting at East High School in Denver. The recording showed that DPS board members and the superintendent secretly made the policy that allowed armed Denver police officers to return to campuses of Denver Public Schools. This reversed a 2020 policy that removed officers from school campuses. The video showed an oftentimes heated debate between board members and DPS Superintendent Alex Marrero on the decision to reintroduce school resource officers onto campuses and the backlash board members faced. For KGNU, I'm Jacob Agustin.
Colorado's first human case of West Nile virus of 2023 has been reported. State health officials said yesterday the West Nile virus was detected in someone in La Plata County. They say most people who are infected don't have any symptoms, but some people do get sick and can even die. People over 60 or who have certain pre-existing medical conditions are especially at risk. West Nile virus is commonly transmitted by flying insects, mosquitoes in particular, which are greater in number this year because of so much rain. Experts advise limiting outdoor activity at dusk and dawn when mosquito activity is greatest, covering as much skin as possible, and using strong insect repellent. The unemployment rate in Colorado remained at 2.8% for the month of June, according to a Colorado Employment Situation Report issued last week. The report said that private sector payroll jobs jumped by about 3,300, while the government added 1,400 new jobs. State economists say it's the first time in more than a year that a positive number of private jobs were added for 3 months in a row. Colorado's jobless rate remains at pre-pandemic levels. From now through August 4th, law enforcement in Colorado will step up its enforcement of the state's seatbelt laws. Zach Thompson has the details.
The Colorado Department of Transportation and other agencies began the increased enforcement yesterday in an effort to reduce the number of lives lost on Colorado roadways. 479 people died in traffic accidents last year, according to a press release. Nearly half of those people were not wearing a seatbelt. During this phase of increased enforcement, adult drivers and passengers can be ticketed for not wearing a seatbelt. if they're pulled over for some other violation. Fines begin at $65. For drivers with children not wearing seatbelts, the minimum fine is $82. During a similar period of greater enforcement earlier this year, the number of seatbelt citations increased 52% compared to the same time a year before. For KGNU, I'm Zach Thompson.
Denver is opening a new round of e-bike rebates today. This new round offers Denver residents one of three types of e-bike vouchers. One is a standard rebate of $300 off the price of an e-bike or $500 off the price of a cargo e-bike. There's also an adaptive rebate of up to $1,400 for people with disabilities. Income-qualified residents can save $1,200 on an ordinary e-bike and up to $1,400 on a cargo e-bike. The e-bike rebate portal opens at 11 o'clock this morning on the city's website. Applicants must first be registered as a user and will get a verification code by email. There are two more scheduled rounds of e-bike rebates in Denver this year. There's a new director at the Longmont Museum. Eric Mason, who's been the museum's curator of history for 27 years, began his new duties yesterday. He has an MA in History Studies from the Cooperstown Graduate Program of the State University of New York and is the author of Longmont, the First 150 Years. Eric Mason has been the museum's interim director since April. The previous director left at the end of March. In today's weather, expect another day of extreme heat. The National Weather Service says the high in Metro Denver area will be in the upper 90s with a 30% chance of showers this afternoon. In Denver, the high temperature could be a scorching 99 degrees. We're looking for a high of 96 in Boulder, 95 in Fort Collins, and up in Nederland, a high of 79 degrees. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.